Hi everyone, welcome or welcome back to the Wellness and Self-Care podcast. The last week I decided not to do an episode because I had all week busy and I didn't have time, but here I am again. Before I start, I want you to recap all your week and take this moment to review all those happy moments you were living, and of course also remember the sad ones. Now, how are you feeling? Are you feeling exhausted, happy, sad, moody? Well, and one of the other things that you need to recap from your last week is one of the most important. It's the moment that you tried something new, when you took a risk or you had like fun doing something new. Well, it's really important to change a bit more your routine. That's why I'm asking you if you really think that you did something like weird the last week. So that's what we are going to talk about today. So let's start. So taking risks, trying new things, and getting out of your comfort zone doesn't mean that you need to do things that you don't want to. It means that you want to change like a bit your daily routine and you don't want to stay in the same one of all the days. So I will give you these advices so you can take notes and try it in your daily routine. Let's start. Okay. If you want to get out of your comfort zone, take the first step you, and don't let anybody else tell you what you have to try or what you have to do. It actually has to be with your own purpose. Then, if we're talking about changing like the routine, we need to change like the environment. That's one of the first steps. I don't mean change your house or whatever. What I mean is that if you're going to try doing exercise daily, you can't do it at home because at home you work or you sleep, so it's like a not good environment. So try going to another environment or place, and like that, like don't stay at the same place doing new things. Now, being in a comfort zone means choosing always the safe option. That is the one that you're not getting out of your comfort zone, so you always choose the one that is easiest to you. So, try not to always choose the same. Try like one that makes you get out of your comfort zone. And actually, part of it, it's kinda saying yes to things that you usually said no. I mean, maybe someone asked you to go with them and do exercise and you said no because you were too lazy. So get out of your comfort zone and say yes, because saying yes is the key. Okay, and have you ever wondered what happens if you see the other point of view from one thing that you never did before because you were maybe scared or you just didn't like it? And well, be clear with your goals. I always say that it's really important to have goals and like plan your day. And it's really important to add like to the routine of the day some challenge for you, something that is not easy to make. So you add it and you really have to do it, and that's how you challenge yourself and you literally get out of your comfort zone trying new things. That's actually really, really good. Now, when, like, the first time I said that you have to be the one that gives the first step towards what you want to do, actually, to complete that means that you can take small and little steps, like part by part, not trying to do like a lot of things in one day or one week. You go part by part. So, as I said, you plan, but like just a bit. For example, if you don't like to study, but you want to study, so you study, you first don't have like to see all the subjects. You first need to concentrate in one for like 10 minutes and then 20 and then 30, and like that's how you improve that memory or whatever with those little steps. And then when you like are an expert, you can do like whatever you want. Then be honest with yourself. This is one of the most important tips that you have to know, because sometimes, as I said, you take the first step but you don't really want to. It's just because, yes, because you just want to, but like in your deep inside you don't want to because you're still lazy. So it's better to first have some mental purpose and then you have the physical one. And last but not least, you have to have fun. Like, getting out of your comfort zone is really, really like weird, but it's really fun and awesome because you're gonna get to try like new things in your life. It's actually going to change. So having fun is one of the most important tips that you need to know, because fun makes everything better. And today's quote is, everything you have ever wanted is one step out of your comfort zone. So this is the end of this episode. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for joining. I hope you like this, because I really did like it and I missed doing the episode the last week. But here I am with a new topic that is really discussed actually, and is a really good one. So I hope you take note and take action of the tips that I gave you, because they are really good. And well, don't forget to follow on IGS Self and Well Podcast, give a like, to subscribe, and like everything in social media. So see you next week. Bye.